Abdul, finally, we can talk to you. It's been a long time coming, this, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long time. But now I'm happy now, so ready to go.
How frustrating has it been then for you, having to sit and wait for this documentation to come through?
Yeah, it's been so... I was not happy at all, but in the meantime as well, I was just... I knew it was going to come through, but I was not sure when it was going to come through. But and just 2 days ago, when I got a text from Mary, and she said to me it came through, so I was pleased with it.
Are you a patient person?
Not really. When I see my friend playing, so I feel like being on the pitch as well, but it's probably just I have to wait, so that's the rules, isn't it? So I was waiting, and I'm ready to go.
Just talk us through the process of arriving at Doncaster Rovers. How have you got to this stage?
To be honest, I was in Greece with the team, and I was in holiday. I think it was in Christmas period, and I got Rizzo Barra phoned me and told me the manager wanted to speak to me. But I knew about the manager from the club watching me for a long time when I was at sea. Mm. I was having a chance to come here when there was a championship before I went to Anzi. So I don't know what happened by the time, so I went to Anzi. So I got a phone call from the manager and speak to me. I was in holiday, I was in Avicos, and we talked, and it sounded interesting what he was saying to me on the phone. So yeah, I was thinking, it's good for me to come back in England. I miss England as well, so I started my debut, I started my career from England, so I was like, okay, it's good for me to come back and give it back again.
And he told us, did Paul Dickov, that he'd been chasing you for a while. He kept phoning you, kept trying to get you to come.
Yeah. He'd been chasing me. To be honest, when I was in holiday, I used to have a phone call from him every day. And I was like, okay. Then to make a decision, it took me like a week or something like that. After I told him, okay, I was now, I gave him my word, so I'm going to come. So I came and we met in Manchester. We were having a chat, and what he was saying to me was positive for me. So I was like, okay.
What did Rhys Wabara say to you about Doncaster?
Yeah, Rhys Wabara told me as well the same thing. It was like, it's good for me, but I should come, and it's a good environment, and the lad are good. And when I came, I see that it was actually something I wanted to see. At least I haven't seen it for a long time. I've been to so many clubs, so I see there was every club have a different mentality. So when I came here, the boys was really, really good, and I enjoyed it.
So what is it about the mentality here? What do you like about it?
The mentality, everybody want to win, and they work hard. When you see in training, you look like the manager, and he puts some work in place for the team. So it's just kind of thing you want to be. You don't want to be in a team where, when you see, I've been to so many clubs, after 1 week you're depressed, you think, oh, what am I doing here? But I've been here over 3 weeks now, so I enjoy it so far. It's not like I'm just disappointed or like, that's what I was patient. Mm. Because I knew it was a place where I really enjoyed the football, and in fact, I wanted to work back. I want to look at what I've done and what I haven't done yet. So it was for me, I was like, oh, I think, I'm going to be happy here. So
it's a chance for you to improve your own game as well.
It's a chance for me, to be fair, and just to learn the game as well. So I just feel happy when I came back here.
Because this has taken so long as well, the fans have been waiting to see you. Are you feeling a bit of added pressure because the fans have been talking about you, wanting to see you in the shirt, out on the field?
No, the pressure, no one put pressure on me. I put pressure on myself, you know? I don't want to say what I can't do. I let my football do the talking. And so it's normal, because when you have a player you sign for a club and you haven't seen him play, that's normal. The fan want to see how good he is. So, I understand the fan. So, for me, I just want to let my football talk.
Even more so, though, when you've played at such a high level as well, because you have played at the highest level.
Yeah, I play in the highest level. So it's experience for me. It's part of everything's experience, you know. So, that's what I said. When I came here, it's not like I feel like, oh, do I come to somewhere where... But to be honest, I was really impressed for the what I saw. For a League One team to be doing that, for me, it's similar like a championship for me. So what I've seen already every day in training, the boys, there's no moody stuff. Everybody's happy, it's calm. So it's something like you really want to see. You don't want to be going to somewhere where everybody's have a strange face, you know. So to fair, that was the really thing, the first thing marked me when I came to the club.
I know you say you want to let your football do the talking, but what sort of footballer are you? What can the fans expect to see from you?
They're going to enjoy watching me. That's for sure. That's for sure. I can say that they're going to enjoy watching me, and hopefully I can improve my game as well, so get some free goals.
And Nathan Tyson said that you've nutmegged him a few times in training. He says he's not too happy about it.
Yeah, I know. No, he always say that it's just enjoyment. That's the thing I like about the boys. You know, we have banter together. I missed that a lot. When I've been 3 years in a couple of Europe, I haven't seen that a lot from Europe. So I've been to Russia, I've been to Greece. So I didn't see a lot of joke like that. Even some of the stuff in Man City was not that much the way the boys are having fun here. So it's actually something I like, to be honest.
Are you ready to go then? If you were needed to start at the weekend, are you fit and fighting
ready
to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I've been waiting for long, so I think I'm ready to go.